If you build it, they will come. Oh boy, is that a popular myth in the startup ecosystem? The good news, our guest loves solving the problem facing so many tech founders, how to market their products and services to their ideal customers. Because building an outstanding technology is not enough. You need the customers, and you have to find ways to reach them. Oh, we're going to have a delicious conversation today. Stay tuned for the Startup Life Live Show. Let's glow, everyone. Hello and welcome to the Startup Life Live Show. I'm your host, Andy Lyons, 4 times founder and startup champion to founders around the world. And after raising those 4 businesses, I got to tell you, I've got a deep appreciation for what you founders are going through every single day. And I am in such awe and wonder of the courage and tenacity and resilience that you're tapping into to bring your vision and mission and dreams to the world. And that's why I'm so grateful that you carved out time to tune into the Startup Life Live Show. Because as you do better and up your founder game, that's right, your startup will do better. It can be sleepless nights that you're trying to crawl through, or ups and downs that you're trying to make happen, or finding answers to burning questions. You know, carving out the time to figure that out, get the support you need is so important. If you're watching via video, please be sure to click that like button so that our conversation today can reach more founders in your feed. And a big mwah, hello to the live viewers, and woohoo to you replay viewers and podcast listeners. Woo, moving my desk around here. You are so appreciated. And I know that you are going to find and hear a nugget today, or two, or maybe many more, that will help you with your startup. If you are on YouTube and you haven't done so already, please take a moment to subscribe to the channel. That really helps us reach more founders. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And feel free to join the Startup Life Live meetup group. This is where you will get the deep dive on each guest that I have on the show every week, twice a week on Tuesdays and Fridays. And you might find out that someone I'm going to have on the show could be an ideal resource for you. So join the Startup Life Live Show. I have a little bit of Andy-licious advice for you founders today. Just some insight I want to share with you that I think is so important for your founder journey. And it's just something I often remind all of you, which is that there's no preparation for being a startup founder. Really, until you get into the seat, you don't know. And often you don't know what you don't know. So I encourage you to hire someone to assist you with the pitch decks, cash flow projections, and talent acquisition strategies. Folks who can really help you accelerate your startup progress. And it's an investment, not an expense, in you and your startup. And if you don't have the funds, find a free accelerator you can apply to, or an incubator nearby, or someplace that can help you get the mentorship and support you need. Because especially in the accelerators, they always have wonderful mentors volunteering their time. There are also plenty of free business support groups out there. Like here in the US, we have SCORE, Service Corps of Retired Executives. And oh my gosh, they are phenomenal and can help you. So it's important that you continue to up your founder game and learn on the fly and by getting the support you need. Please do not go this journey alone. And that's why we're here in the Startup Life Live Show, tuning in. We're here to answer questions for you. So please ask. What was I sharing on the last show? Just ask. We really want to help you out and make your journey easier. And speaking of helping founders win, our guest today, oh my gosh, you are going to love meeting the amazing fab female founder, Cindy Faso. She's the founder and CEO of Information Systems Builder, a San Francisco-based firm providing branding and marketing services for tech startups seeking to differentiate their product and stand out in a crowded and noisy world. Cindy is also a deal partner at a venture capital firm where she helps connect startups with capital. Oh my gosh, let's give a big round of applause for Cindy Faso. Welcome to the show, Cindy. I'm so happy that you're here.
Thank you for having me, Andy.
Oh, it's okay. Where are you hailing from?
Sorry?
Where are you hailing from? Where are you sitting right now in the world?
Yes, I am right now in my office. I have a little office in my home.
So oh, great. But what part, geographically, where are you from?
I'm from San Francisco.
Oh, yay. Well, I said that in the intro, everybody. San Francisco based. I know. But it's always good to know. San Francisco is such a gorgeous big, the Bay Area, right? It's so filled with amazing towns. I know Startup Grind is going to be in Redwood City this year. So, you know, the whole Silicon Valley has so many great opportunities for folks. Be sure to let us know where you're hailing from today. I'm hanging out here in Boston. And, you know, my good friend Mia Voss, she turned me on to this wonderful thing that's so important to do. And here she is right there on the way to the airport. And what do we do, folks, when Mia Voss swings by and says hi? That's right. We promote her podcast, Shit We Don't Talk About with Mia Voss. Woohoo! Oh, my gosh. If you don't, you've got to get over to Spotify or Apple, or where podcasts, or wherever you turn into podcasts, because Mia has the most profound and delicious conversations about things we don't talk about. But Mia, one of the things that you got me doing, but that you do on your podcast, is you talk about accessibility. And for those who want to know more, I'm over 60. I have blonde hair and a big smile. Cindy, share, folks, your features so people can know who don't see or have some kind of disability that we are accessible here.
Yes. So I am a woman. I am African-American. I'm from Cameroon originally. Right now I have long hair.
Yeah, so. She has gorgeous long hair and a big, beautiful smile. It's so wonderful. And thank you, Brent, for stopping by today. He's our dear, delicious, loyal fan from Ottawa, Canada, always reminding us that disability deserves a seat at the table, whether it's invisible or visible disabilities, because disability is innovation. So, Cindy, you know, my first question always to founders, right, is what the heck? How did you decide to launch your business? I mean, to make that leap, to give up a steady paycheck and dive into your dreams, what called you not just to launch your business but and become an entrepreneur, but why this segment? Why this industry? You know, what is it that lights you up about the intersection of technology and marketing and branding?
Yeah, so I grew up around founders. I have friends that are founders, and they all had a common problem, was they were brilliant. They knew how to solve a problem. They knew what problem to solve. They knew what products to build, but they had a really hard time marketing themselves and branding themselves and making sure that they reach their target audience and connect with their target audience, because it's very easy. Well, it's not very easy, but it's very simple to say, oh, I have this amazing product, but you need the audience, you need people to know that you have an amazing product and to see your vision. And because I knew that everyone just had the same problems, my friends had the same problems, my family members had the same problem. And I said, you know what? I know, and I can relate to the problem because I've always wanted to be a founder and I've always been creating different companies. And I was like, and I said, if you don't have a big target audience, like these big tech companies, it's very hard to get in there and find your target audience and just relate with people so they understand your product that you're building. And that's how the problem that I saw that was common. And that's how I chose the path that I did.
I love that. And I can feel your passion. And listeners and viewers, I know you can feel Cindy's passion for this problem. And you have to be in love with the problem and the folks that you're serving and helping with this problem. It's so easy to be enamored with your solution. But as Cindy's going to go on and share with us, it's so important that you love this problem and how you're going to serve those wonderful customers who are going to purchase from you and buy from you. And you said that you had friends who were founders. Did you grow up with entrepreneurs in your life, Cindy?
Yes, I did. Yes, my dad was an entrepreneur. I have a lot of uncles that are founders. We're pro-founders in my family.
I love it. We're a pro-founder family. We encourage entrepreneurship with anybody everywhere we glow. I love that. That's a wonderful vibe that you got to be exposed to. And so I'm sure that you saw as a child how people, you know, your dad figured out, how do I, you know, get money in the door with my business idea? Did you have a tech background? Like, where did you get in your knowledge for marketing and branding and technology?
Yeah, so I created different companies myself. I never launched it, but I kind of created it. And I went from ideas since I was a little girl. Also, I have experience with marketing, branding. And then I went to school, internships. So, yeah.
Yeah. And that's how you learned. Did you learn how to code? Did you get any undergraduate degree education, or are you self-taught?
Oh yeah, I did. I went to, here in California, I went to St. Mary's University. It's like a little private school in Walnut Creek. So shout out to them.
Love Walnut Creek.
Yes, Moraga. And I got my undergrad and my master's.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. See, you know, no wonder you're such a smarty pants. So you saw all these tech founders having challenges. So you had to, you know, set up, inform your business and say, okay, this is how I'm going to help folks. Where did you start? Because you had to come up with, well, where is the what are the hairiest problems that these founders are dealing with? Because marketing is a big umbrella of tactics and strategies and all sorts of ingredients. Where did you set up, you know, your customer segment? Who did you know who to go after? And then what did you decide was the most pressing problem that you were going to solve for them?
So when I first started with this problem, I know you said it earlier in the show, you have to be a founder to really get the struggles. And when I tell you, you really need to be a founder to really get in there and connect with your target audience, ask them, what do you need? What problem? This is the problem that I found with common founders. What exactly do you need? What are the problems that you're facing that you really, really need? And I think that you connecting with your target audience and you talking directly to your clients and solving their problems is very important. So when I started, I called my friends, I called every founder, I went to conferences and I talked to different founders and I asked them, I said, hey, I'm trying to solve a problem. This is the problem that I found. And what are you struggling with, right? How can I help you? And that's when I started building my company, Information Systems Builder. And we just help tech startups with their branding and marketing and reaching their target audience, competing with big companies. I mean, this is the number one problem that a lot of startups have. It's you're not only competing with, especially in San Francisco, companies are getting created every day.
Right.
So not only are you competing with other startups, you're also competing with big tech companies. And how do you do that? It's very, very difficult. And I always tell, especially my clients when we first start, I say, if you're different, if you do something that's different than all the big companies, all the companies that are being created every day, you are good. Because if you're solving a problem that has never been done before, or you're reaching an audience that is, you know, amazing. We love Andy because Andy makes us laugh. We love Andy because Andy is fun. The show is amazing. And I'm sure you have a lot of competitors in terms of, you know, other big talk shows, small talk shows.
Absolutely.
Yes, you're different. And people and your audience can relate to you, right? They have a, there's a specific thing that you do that big, you know.
And this is, and so often, and of course, investors, founders tell me, you've heard this before, right? Well, why isn't Google doing this? Why isn't XYZ top Fortune 100 tech company doing this, right? And how could you ever compete with that? And so, Cindy, this is why the differentiation is so important and helping those tech founders know that why, because a lot of times you can get really intimidated out there and go, oh, what was I thinking, et cetera. And you can, and someone like you, my gosh, what like a, an ambassador and cheerleader for these tech founders, but also helping them execute and implement a marketing strategy that will help customers see why they would want to go with their product versus the cumbersome giant tech company. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I think when you're trying to differentiate yourself from these big companies, definitely being different, finding your niche, finding the problem. But it's difficult. We shouldn't act like it's not difficult. It's competing with Amazon is difficult, right? But I think you differentiate yourself and you sitting down saying, having a plan, making sure that what they're doing, you're not doing, even if they copy. And a lot of founders have that problem where they're scared that people are going to copy and it's not going to be different. So I think, you know, if you're a founder and you have a problem with differentiating yourself into information systems builder, and we'll help you just, you know, find your way through there. And we've also, to resolve this problem, we've built a software right now, which has launched, but it will be launched to the public very soon. And yeah, so.
And what are the features, or can you talk about that yet, or is this still in stealth?
Yeah, so there's three main features for now. So one is the competitors. So you go on the app and you put your information as a tech startup, you put your information, and you say, okay, I have a problem with differentiating myself from these big companies. You put your information, we collect the data, and then the AI does the job. And then it'll tell you step by steps how you can differentiate yourself from, you know, from other companies.
I love that. Oh, this is going to be so exciting. You're making it easy. Hey, Rob, Dennis, he says, hello, Andy and Cindy, just tuning in now. We are so happy you're here. Be sure to ask us any questions. And if you do have a startup, be sure to pop the information, amplify your brand, share your business name, one-liner and website URL in the comments, and we will showcase and celebrate you and your wonderful work live. Yay. And questions are really appreciated too, because for the replay viewers and podcast listeners, they learn through your questions. And happy 2023, Toya. Woohoo! So happy to see you. She's an incredible live stream host and producer. So I just love seeing you in the comment threads. Thanks for stopping by. So, you know, this app will help you, but how did you, like, and when you started, you know, you had to figure out, okay, I'm going to be going after tech startups. They don't always have a big budget, right? Mm-hmm. And they're already trying to do things very lean and very skinny. So how did you know how to price your services? How did you figure out what would be meaningful to them as far as the service that you're providing, but also something they could afford?
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely a big struggle, especially, you know, we're not focused just on tech startups, but the tech startups, it's very, very hard to find that budget in terms of, you know, sometimes they can't afford it.
Yeah.
But I think how I... we're cheaper than just hiring a marketing specialist for your team. I think that's why a lot of tech startups prefer our services, because our services is 3 months to 6 months and you will see the results, and opposed to just hiring a marketing specialist in your team, in your startup team. So, and we have marketing specialists. We have a lot of, you know, experienced specialists that will help your tech startup at a fraction of the price if they hired a marketing specialist for their company. So I think that's what just differentiates itself. And that's why tech startups prefer our services than just hiring a full-time person.
And do you go over, like, one of my favorite graphs right here, everybody? This is the customer persona exercise, you know, really understanding customers and what motivates them and their behaviors, their expectations, all that good psychographic information. Do you help tech founders with that as well?
Yes, we do. We do. We help. Yeah. When we work with the tech startup, we try to see, what do you need help with?
Yeah.
Right. Do you need help with competitors, you know, target audience, finding the right niche, how to connect to your niche? So we do a little analysis on their company, and we say, okay, this is what you need help with to accelerate in your company.
That's great, because, you know, folks, if you're raising capital, you know, you have to have that customer landscape slide, right? Who's in the where you are, and really understanding your competitors is so important. In fact, a lot of times when you see their folks' complaints, like if you look at reviews and look at the ones who are complaining, you can actually get some language from the bad reviews so that you can use it for your service that you're providing, and find your, you know, worm your way in. But yeah, I'm always telling folks this. There's this great company, Cindy, called Love Lexi with two X's. And she launched a new women's intimate wear, bras and panties business. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, that's such a crowded space. And she's like, watch me. And, you know, that's what she had to do. She had to figure out, how did she differentiate from all the bras and panties out there in the world? But also, one of my favorite examples, and folks, you've probably seen this on the shelf in the bread aisle, Dave's Killer Bread. Now, Dave is a formerly incarcerated man. And of course, when you're formerly incarcerated, finding a job is really hard. And if you look at the bread aisle, who needs another bread, right? There's just enough bread out there, folks. But no, he pulled it together and he branded so that he really amplified that most of the folks who work at Dave's Killer Bread are formerly incarcerated. And that's one way he differentiated. Of course, he made really good nutritious 20 grains and, you know, different other ways to brand, but he found a lane in the bread market. And I got to tell you, that's not easy. And so I'm thinking, Cindy, this is what you help tech founders do. There's always white space in that crowded market where you can come and fill in and find a way to differentiate yourself. And when we say differentiate, you know, we throw that word around a lot, but for newbie founders, you know, let's go a little deeper into what that means, you know, about their uniqueness. And folks, remember what Seth Godin says, sure, it's been done before, but not by you and not for us. And I really want to stress that, because you can have it all so many different ways, but you are a unique human. And you are going to bring things like, I bring the Andylicious startup advice. You're going to bring your technology in a way that's uniquely you for the customers who want that uniquely you. Talk a little bit about that, Cindy.
Well, that's a great question, Andy. Differentiating yourself means, first, you need to love the product. You need to identify with the problem. You need to identify with what people are facing. You need to relate to it. And let's say, I want to give an example so it could just make more sense. Let's say you found a problem. You can relate to the problem.
Yeah.
And it's been done before. Well, everything can be done again, right? It's been done before. It can be done again. And I think just relating to the problem and saying, you know what, there's something Amazon is doing this, and there's something that Amazon is not doing, right? Maybe they're not doing fast delivery enough. This is just an example. Yeah. Or so you say, okay, I am going to do something different that they are not going to do. So you find a problem that has been already done, if it has already been done, and you say, this is what people are complaining about. And I have a founder, he actually told me that whenever he wants to build a company and he wants to find a problem, like he doesn't know what problem to solve, he goes to other people's reviews.
Right.
Reviews. Yeah. And all of the complaints that they are making, he wants to resolve that problem.
There
and
you go.
Genius, right?
That, yes. Let me just pull up a little bit of an Andy-licious moment here. Not only that, but you get to get, you know, the psychographic of that person who's complaining so that you can go, oh, I love that problem too. Let me solve it for you.
Exactly.
Hey, quick hello again to Rob. Is it popping up? There it is. Hi, Rob Dennis. He says, I currently run two companies. I'm a registered patent agent and recently formed OmniVault LLC with a focus on helping startups obtain patents at a more reasonable price and fee than what's offered by large firms. Oh, Rob, you are the gift that keeps on giving for founders.
The problem. He identified the problem and he said, I'm going to help. And there you go.
I'm the one who's frozen today, or if Cindy, and Cindy, come on back in another way, if that's the case. Oh my gosh, here she goes. We're buffering and she's back. Yay. She's back. Yay. Folks, technology, you know, this is what happens. And anybody who's tuning in live or via the replays and podcast, please know that you got to go with the flow with technology. This happens. And that's the beauty of hitting that live button. It's like Startup Life. You have to be able to navigate. Am I right, Toya? Absolutely. Anyway, she says, love and relate to the product. Yes. I don't know if you had a chance to see Augie's wonderful comment, but be sure to find Augie on LinkedIn, Cindy. Okay. He has a heelless sneaker company. That's right. She knows. And Rob has a second company. So, you know, folks, I love celebrating folks who pop in what they're up to. And Rob is saying his second company is his passion project that he's been working on for a few years. And he wants to launch a patent marketplace that is more accessible to everyday inventors. Oh my gosh, this is so great. And Rob, I'm going to ask that you connect with Sankita Selvaraja at Selvaraja Law, or better yet, go visit Startup Docs, D-O-X. I'll pop it into the comment section because she set up a wonderful thing for startups as an attorney. And I bet you and her could have some kind of partnership, or you could leverage each other. This is wonderful news. I love that idea. And happy to provide this advice. This is what we're always saying to founders, ask, ask, ask. So in that differentiate that we were talking about, Cindy, and finding that way that, you know, help people understand that they're different. When you onboard somebody, do you, you know, you take them through a process? Talk a little bit about how that works, and I'll pull up the website while you're talking about it.
Yes. So when you, so at Information Systems Builder, when you come to us and you say, hey, we have this amazing product, this type of product, and we think this would be amazing, and we have a hard time differentiating ourselves, or we have a hard time marketing ourselves, or we have a hard time. And then you, when you come to us, we assess your company. We find out, okay, what is the problem you're solving? What have you done before? What do you need to improve on? And then we tell you, we say, okay, We think if you want to go like this, this is what we would need to do to get you to that next level and to get, you know, new audience or to just relate more to your existing audience. And right. We say, okay.
Can I just say, I love that you say here on the website, even tech geniuses need help.
Thank you. Yeah, they do. They do. Sometimes people think they don't need marketing. Sometimes they think, oh, I know what I'm doing. I've built this great product and they're going to relate to it. Well, sometimes you need a great storytelling. You need to tell them, hey, remember you have a hard time getting your ship mail on time? Well, yeah. You know, we can relate to your problem and come to us. So sometimes you need marketing and you need that help to get your company to the next level.
Absolutely. And tech founders, you know, that this is, you know, the challenge, especially if you're raising capital, that folks will say to you, well, how well do you know your market? How big is your market? How are you reaching your market? What's your launchable, addressable market? Not just your service.
Is there a market fit?
Yeah. And there we go. Talk a little bit about that. Understanding your product market fit.
So I have a little struggle with market fit because sometimes people don't, maybe there's not a market fit, but you can make it be a market fit.
Tell us more. Ooh. So,
sometimes you could build a product or you could find a problem that people don't know. They don't know that they have that problem, but you get in there, you say, hey folks, do you know that this is a problem that we all have? And you find your market fit in terms of you create your own market fit. That could also be a great way to get there. But to identify your market fit is just talking to your clients.
Yeah.
Do you need, sometimes you're building a problem that they don't really need.
Oh my gosh. How many times has that happened?
Sure that they do need this.
Folks, that's the number one reason startups fail is that they built something nobody wants. Mm-hmm. And that's why talking and what about for the tech founders that are shy, you know, and they're like, I don't know if I want to talk to my users so much. And folks, I'm going to give you a great example of brilliant communication with your users. So the founders of this platform, StreamYard, when they launched in November of 2019, came out full in, at that time. They started a thing that they have done ever since then, okay? Which is, so for over 3 years, every Sunday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time, they have a 30-minute town hall live answering questions and concerns and getting feedback from their users. Never have they missed a Sunday.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, that's amazing.
It's really amazing. Go check them out, right? They go live on YouTube, probably on all the channels that you can get here on StreamYard. But that way they get that feedback from the users. So we can say, well, when are you going to be able to do this? And when are you going to do that? And meanwhile, they're going, oh, that's a great idea. And they'll say, oh, okay, yeah, we could be working on that. And they run back, right, into the engineers and go, help make this happen.
And, you know, this is one advice I want to give all founders, just not tech founders, every founders, is talk. You never know too much. You're always learning, right? Don't say, oh, I'm a founder and I've raised this much money and you think you've had it all figured out. But no, definitely talk to your audience. Like StreamYard is doing, like you just said, Andy, that is very important. You always want to check back with your clients, your customers, your target audience and say, how am I doing? Is there more features I can add? Right. Is there more problems? You definitely want to get in there and you never know too much. You just never know too much.
You never know too much. And everybody, you know what that is. That's a stitch that on a pillow. I can see that on the pillow on the couch. You never know too much. Just a friendly reminder, get out there and talk up your founder game. But really your customers, you can delight them. And wow, when you get to delight them by actually meeting their needs, like if they say, hey, could you help me here? Or could this get better here? Or we'd love to have this feature. You never would have thought of that feature And maybe it's easy to add on. If not, you find the person who can add that feature and off you go and glow. I mean,
definitely get, you know, get the feedback that they're giving. You know, being a founder, you will get a lot of criticism, right? People will complain, but definitely receiving that and understanding is very important, because I mean, sometimes it's very hard to hear that criticism, right? Built a baby and they're complaining about it and they're saying, we don't need this, we actually need that. But definitely be open-minded. Hear other people's advice, if they say, oh, we don't really like your platform, we think you should do like this, we would relate more to this. Definitely trying to getting criticism is good.
Yeah, be flexible is what I'm hearing, so that you're meeting their needs, because that's how you're going to make the money and create a viable, profitable, and sustainable business, which I just love that more than anything. And yeah, let's talk about what happens when customers are given back the doesn't feel so good feedback. How can founders not take that personally? I really love this part of the conversation.
Not taking it personally is just knowing that you're here to solve a problem and they are your niche. And if they say that this is not working, then that's not working, right? Or definitely you need to love the idea that you are producing, right? But definitely getting that, I think, you know, we actually need this, not that, or we think you have amazing features, but we think this feature could be a little bit better. Or I know in my company, I have everyone in my company, we always have a meeting once a week. And I ask them, hey, you know, I don't want you to think I'm your boss or anything. You know, CEO is just a name. What do you think we need to improve on? What do you love? Is there a different features you think we need to help for startups? So I'm always asking for, what do you think? I can never know too much, right? And different people will come with their different ideas, and I would get those different ideas and I would just say, okay, this is a great idea. I didn't think of that. That's amazing. And they don't like this. Okay. I could see how we could change it. So it just opens your mind to new ideas, and being open to that is very important.
I love it. And everybody, if you see the banner growing across, and for podcast listeners, Cindy's banner goes across the bottom of the screen, and we have big asterisk, we're hiring. So Information Systems Builder is hiring. Talk a little bit about you're growing. Yay. I'm going to do the clappers on that.
Yes, we are hiring. We're hiring engineers. We're hiring marketing specialists. So if you are interested in hiring, please reach out to us on our website. Andy did put our website earlier, and just go to the career page, and definitely there's a lot of job descriptions. So definitely.
Yay. Well, I'm so happy. That's a good problem to have, right? Onboarding talent, that you're growing and you have customers and you're meeting their needs. And folks, when we were talking about when you get that tough feedback, try to remove yourself from taking it personally and say, okay, how do I stay curious, right? Ooh, you know, this is all an experiment at the end of the day, your business. So when you can look at it like a scientist versus, you know, taking it personally, and I know that's hard. I mean, there are going to be days where you just feel like crap and you're like, oh man, I'm such a loser founder. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing enough. I'm not going fast enough. You can come up with all the shouldas on yourself. But you know, try your best to pull yourself back and be curious. So Toya has a question. Do you need to live in San Francisco to get help from your company?
No, you don't. You don't need to live in San Francisco.
So you're serving customers around the world. How does that work?
Around the world. What happens is we'll do Zoom. With the pandemic, Zoom is like a great way. But if we work together, if I work with a startup and you live in China, Boston, New York, we travel to you. Yeah. So we travel to you. When we have meetings, we'll travel to you on our expense, not the startup's expense. And just so we can like touch base, but mostly virtual. And then, you know, once a month we meet in person.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Way to go, Cindy. And that's a great question, Toya. I love that question. And so how have you funded this whole your business? Have you did you, bootstrap it, lean and mean? How has that worked for you?
Yeah, so I've bootstrapped it. We've raised seed.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we're still raising right now. So hopefully we could announce the roundup by March. So it's definitely not easy, right? The market right now is raising right now is hard.
Oh, well, and look at the numbers that just came out from 2002. It's even harder if you are not a white male. Okay. So that means like not, the money for women of color, men of color, and even less for our Latinx companies. It's just so hard out there. Congratulations on finding funding for your business along the way. As you've, been building your business, I'm sure there's been some missteps and some oopsie daisies. How, can you share one or two that, where you pulled on a thread and it didn't work out, and you're like, whoof, and share with us how that informed future decisions.
That is a great question. Oh, Andy.
Well, disasters really inform us. So I always tell this story when Sarah Drusik was on the show. She's the one that had that big glamping company, and their first facility outside of Yellowstone got hit by a huge windstorm and crushed, I mean, flattened the entire glamp ground. And she just thought it was over. But at the end, she realized, when I asked her, well, how did that inform you? And she said, well, now our tents can withstand winds up to 180 miles an hour and snowfall of over 3 feet. Billy, from Billy's Shoes, he had, when he placed his first order of like, what, 4,500 pairs of shoes for Billy's Shoes, 80% plus were unusable. Okay, he had to throw out that many shoes. And what how that informed him? Well, he got a better shoe person on board to help them make sure they had the best manufacturer and the best designs that were going to have smooth delivery of the shoes. And so it was really, these disasters really help you because they show you what you don't want and what doesn't work. So, do you have an example of, in your business where you were like, oh boy, that was a big rut-row? But I'm so happy it happened because now I'm better at A, B, or C.
Yes. So I know when I first started out, I wanted to ha help all companies. I didn't have a specific niche. I said, I want to help all companies. That was my first thought. And someone told me, you cannot help just everyone. Just focus on one niche. Like, what is the niche that you want to focus on? So I think that was kind of, a moment for me. Like when you're trying to solve a problem, you want everyone to relate to it, right? You want everyone to. So I think before me saying, okay, tech startups need more help. It was a little bit like hard for me to like find. Oh my
Of
God.
course. I love that example. Thank you so much, Cindy. And as you have been helping others and have identified tools or resources or books that have helped you, what would you like to share with listeners? Do you have a specific tool, book, or resource that you think other founders would benefit from?
I would say definitely. I know I say this a lot, but it's I feel like if I just you have to is just find what differentiates yourself from other companies.
Right.
I feel like that's the number one tool. So when you describe your company, people get it. I think that's number one. Like a tool book, I would say definitely learn. Listen to podcasts like the Andy podcast. Andy has, I'm not even promoting you, but it's true.
Thank you.
True. Listen to the Andy podcast and learn from different founders, right? And what I like love about founders, they will tell you what problem they've had and they will give you advice. So definitely go into the Andy podcast, for
Thank
example,
you.
and learning from different founders and coming to the live and asking different questions and saying, did this happen? So always ask for help. You're never alone. That is the number one. Don't think you're alone. Don't think that you're the only one that goes through this. No, we, as founders, and Andy, you're a 4 times founder, you know that being a founder is a different ball game. It's not about the name. Oh, I'm a founder, I'm a CEO. No, it's about the hard work, the sleepless nights, the ups and downs. And again, when you're first starting your company, it's a lot of ups and downs. One day you love the problem, the next day you just want to quit, right? It's up and down. So definitely just listening to podcasts, reading books, and it will open your mind to say, oh, I'm not alone. This problem that I have in my company.
Yeah, that's right.
Done before.
Founders, Cindy is speaking the truth here big time. And that is, you're not alone. You can feel siloed and that nobody else has ever faced this problem ever. It's you. No. And that's the beauty of these conversations. You're like, oh my gosh, Cindy went through that too. How did she figure it out? Oh my gosh, that's amazing. And the other myth that I find so often is that I want to be a founder because I want to be my own boss. No, you are reporting to your customers, your team, your investors, everybody. Yeah.
And if I had to give myself advice before being a founder and before creating my company is, I would just tell myself, go for it. I see a lot of founders scared, right? And they're saying, oh, I really don't want to quit my job and be a founder, or I don't want to be a founder because it's a lot of stress and I don't have, they want to know they want experience. They want to figure it all out before being a founder. And let me tell you guys, there's nothing, just start, because you learn as you go. You don't have it all figured out. When you're a founder, you find the problem, you solve the problem, and you learn as you go, because you will make mistakes, you will fall, you will get right back up, you will learn from your mistakes. So I think just go for it. Don't think about it. Just be prepared. Just have your problem. Have your team ready, and definitely know what you're doing. Just don't go to an industry that you don't know, but you will learn about the business. You will make mistakes. You will fall. You will get right back up. You will say, oh, I did that, but that didn't work out. I spent this much money, but I didn't have. So you learn as you go. And you're a 4 times founder, Andy. Oh. Your first company was not like your fourth company.
Oh, right? No. Well, and here's the thing, folks. It's just, if you've ever had different pets, or as you've raised more than one kid, you know that they're never alike. So each business comes with a whole mess of different problems. My first business was .com. I mean, my gosh, my second business was food manufacturing. That was just a whole nother ball game. You know, so there's just so many things to do, learn differently. But here's what I can promise you, and this is what Cindy's promising you as well. You will always win when you launch a business, no matter what happens. Okay, take that in. You will win. It may become transferable skills that you take to your next paid gig as an employee. Or, as Cindy said, you're just going to dust yourself off and start another business. Mm-hmm. And Damon John talks about this too. When he invests in somebody, he goes, there's no guarantee their business is going to make it, but I believe in them and their ability to execute and implement. So if they're not going to do it, doesn't go right with this one, I'm going to invest in them again, because I know they have what it takes and they will figure it out. Mm-hmm. And that's your job as a founder too, everyone, is to be sure to let everybody know that you're an amazing problem solver. Mm-hmm. You love problems, as Cindy's been saying, and you love solving them, and you love solving them for the people you're solving them for. So, you know, that's a really good selling point when you're raising capital. So nobody does this alone. Okay. Nobody succeeds alone. There's no such thing as a self-made woman or man, folks. Lots of people come to your aid. Who, Cindy, has added wind to your sails or opened doors for you or lifted you up?
Great question. I think definitely talking to people that have been founders for a long time, and talking to them, asking them for advice. I would say also my team is, you know, a great support system. We all love the problem that we're solving. I think that's a great thing is even when I'm hiring, I always ask them, why did you choose us, right? What do you relate to the problem? Do you love the problem that we're trying to solve? So I think that's the first question that I ask. So I think definitely having a team that, you know, understands the problems that, in my case, understands the problems that tech startups are having, love the problem, and want to help them, want to help them to solve that specific problem.
I love that. I love that. As we wrap things up here, I'd love to know, how can the Startup Life Live community help you? What hard thing are you working on that we can add wind to your sails and open some doors for you?
Thank you. Yeah, definitely. If any tech startup is having a really hard time with their branding and marketing, definitely reach out to us. We're also raising at the moment. Just definitely follow us on our social media just to keep up and just to say hello. That would be great.
Awesome.
And also, I am a deal partner.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about that. What does that mean?
Yeah. So I help startups raise money. So if you are, raise capital. So if you're a startup founder and, you know, you're raising, so especially like a seed, pre-seed, definitely reach out to me and we can work something out.
Excellent. That's so good to know. You're the gift that keeps on giving. I love that. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us today. Any last thoughts before I pop you in the green room and wrap up the show?
Yeah, I just want to thank everyone for tuning in. Thank you, Andy, for having me here. And I hope to see you guys on our social medias or our email if you have any questions. Or, you know, I will rewatch the show and see all of your comments and say hello. So thank you so much for tuning in.
Excellent. Oh, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us. Yeah, you shared valuable advice that founders are going to benefit from years to come, Cindy. I'm really, really grateful. Everybody, all the links to follow Cindy and Information Systems Builder are in the show notes. Okay. So it's very easy. Just click on those and go find her everywhere. She glows. And yay. And Rob Dennis, thank you for tuning in. It's been so great having you here. Thank you so much. Really insightful conversation. And Toya says, thank you, Cindy. Nice to meet you. So we're always grateful for folks tuning in, whether it's live, replay, or podcast listeners. You're the best. Thank you so much, Cindy, for joining us today, and grateful for all of your insights and advice and what you're doing for founders around the world with your platform.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Oh my gosh, folks, such great information. And you know, tech founders, how hard the marketing can be, and you know how hard investors can be, and you're about customer acquisition strategy. So I'm so happy that the wonderful Cindy Fosso is out there for all of you. Hey, let me share with you who's coming up on the show next, okay? We have the amazing Daniela, excuse me, Blanco. And here's something. I don't know if you guys know this, but the chemical industry has become the third largest contributor of greenhouse gas emissions, with more than half of its resources ending up in waste streams. So Daniela has solved that problem and loves solving that problem. She's the co-founder and CEO of Synthetics, where she's solving this global problem by making the chemical industry more sustainable by helping it fast-track innovation, which leads to better materials and more efficient processes. And she obtained her PhD in chemical engineering from NYU and is developing groundbreaking machine learning platforms that enable the development of new chemicals, materials, and processes up to 15 times faster, significantly reducing R&D emissions by up to 95%. I am going to be wearing my smarty pants for this conversation. Danielle is wonderful, so approachable, and absolutely delicious. And I know you'll love learning from her and hearing her startup stories. How do you know? Whenever I post a new show, you join the Startup Life Live meetup group. Scan the QR code or visit bit.ly/Startup Life Live is in all caps, and join the group. Until next time, I want you to remember something. It's so important. And of course, Cindy and I were talking about it a lot today. Remember that you're braver than you believe, stronger than you seem. And as we say here in Boston, you're wicked smarter than you think, for sure. You've got this, everyone. Until next time, I'm wishing you a delicious day everywhere you go. Stop by and say hi to me online, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. Tell me about what you're doing and what you're up to. Can't wait to meet you. Mwah. Wishing you a delicious day. Cheers, everyone.